Andrew Schneider on KNIA Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Morgan Singleton. She's head coach of the Indianola girls track and field team. Boy, almost had my Pella stuff slip out there. But Coach, Indianola having a great state qualifying meet. 16 automatic qualifiers in Mason City Thursday. Just a point and a half away from winning the district title. And I know a little bit of heartbreak in there in between with one of your events. But otherwise, Coach, sounded like everything went as planned or even better. Your thoughts about the road to Mason City and how that sets you up for Des Moines next week?
You know, I am so proud of the way that the girls competed. We had 35 mile per hour wind gusts at the beginning of our meet, and, you know, grown men were being blown over by the wind. So if that tells you how windy it was, it was quite windy. And our kind of mindset was, we're just going to be at peace with whatever the weather is doing, because everybody is competing in the same position, right, same conditions. So we just thought, you know, like, we're just going to go and be us and try and flex a little bit and have fun and just really compete better than other people in the same conditions. And boy, did they. We've had, I mean, so many meet champions, so many meet runner-ups, couple of PRs, couple of school records. So overall, such a great night, and I'm so, so proud of the way the girls competed and handled themselves.
Well, and you did so, as you said, in conditions that were less than ideal. And I know after covering track and field for close to a decade now, this is the time of year you really want to be hitting that stride and hitting that peak. And it feels like between conference last week and then this week that you've had so many school records. It's probably what you're hopeful, right? That these girls are still getting faster, throwing further, jumping further. And that's got to be really exciting.
For sure. The way that we train all season is to run our best or compete our best, throw our best, jump our best when it matters most. And largely a lot of that has to happen at the state qualifying meet, right? Like, we want to make sure we get those really good marks in to get ourselves to the state meet to begin with. And then once we get to the state meet, then it's like, okay, now we're poised and ready, a little bit of an icing on the cake, really fun moment, to be in that environment. But yeah, they competed super well and really, really proud of them.
Well, and coming into this season, I know that the expectations had been elevated, especially with that younger crop of talent coming in, mixing in with a lot of your multiple-year veterans, and you're seeing that kind of piece together now. As a coach, how rewarding is that, first of all, to see that the team has really coalesced in a spot that you want to be contending for a trophy next week, but two, that the girls are putting in the work to make that happen, right? I think that often we get caught up in the times and the distances. Those are important, but the improvement has to be exciting for you.
It totally is. I think back to the team that we were 3 years ago, and to see like the seniors now as sophomores, and to see like just the growth they've made as leaders and as competitors in their event groups. It has been such fun to watch them grow and compete and just really take track and field by the horns and show so much growth in their events. And they've brought up, those seniors have brought up these underclassmen and have really raised the bar for them. And our theme all year has been all in. And it's so true with the girls on this team. They really pick up where somebody else can leave off, and we can be really fluid with how we run our lineup and put people in different things and be creative a little bit. And that's what kind of makes us a strong team. We're very well-rounded in a lot of different areas. And so I'm just really excited to see where this team has kind of gone this season, and with the potential for a really, you know, special state meet. This is a really, really special crew, and they're great kids. So I'm excited to bear witness to their successes and be with them through their trials and just kind of support them along the way to kind of achieving their dreams.
Here with Morgan Singleton, head coach of the Indianola girls track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Now looking ahead to the 2025 state meet, and of course in the land of giants in Class 4A, you have to be a well-rounded team to have a shot, especially knowing that you're dealing with a lot of elite athletes across the board. And when you look at your list of automatic qualifiers, Coach, I think that well-rounded probably sums it up. You've got a lot of the different events that covered between hurdles, your middle distance, some sprinters, your distance runners, the field events as well. Having someone in all of the field events has to be exciting as well. Coach, what does that mean then when you try to start building this state meet roster together and start putting pieces together, knowing that the journey to trying to get to a top three spot is going to be difficult?
It is. It is going to be difficult, but I think that these girls have the will to win. And I think, you know, it's one thing to work hard. It's one thing to be talented. I think both our girls have both of those pieces. I think it's another thing to really just have an incredible competitive drive. I think back to the Drake relays when our 4x4 team ran a 3:56 in the prelim on Friday night, and then Saturday morning, afternoon, they came back and ran 5 seconds faster, ran 3:51, and we're just, you know, inches from a Drake title. And for me, like, to drop 5 seconds overnight, like, that is the will to win. And I think a lot of the girls on this team have that, and they're gamers, and they are ready to step up and see what happens.
Well, and you alluded to it. I had the chance to talk to your girls right after that narrow miss, so to speak, at the Drake relays and doing so well. You could tell that they were upset, obviously, because they wanted to win, but knew that this was still hanging out there. How motivating is that to know that these girls have a bit of that edge in their tank, so to speak, to give them a push, and that they may need that to get the goals that they want to accomplish and not only walk away with a team trophy, but also maybe find themselves in position to do some special things as individuals as well?
You know, sometimes in athletics, it's good to have a little chip on your shoulder. Sometimes, you know, especially with our DQ last night in the DMED, you know, sometimes we need stuff like that to happen to kind of check ourselves a little bit and remember, like, you know, we are humans and this is athletics. And if everything went exactly the way it was supposed to go in athletics, boy, would it sure be boring, right? And not very many people would do it. It's about the adversity. It's about overcoming hard things. It's about being ready to just go out and show what you have on that day and, you know, be better than somebody else on the same day. So I think it's good. I think they're motivated. I think that we needed that. And they'll come back more ready than ever to kind of try to shoot for a title.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. That's coming up this Thursday through Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We'll have coverage throughout the afternoon sessions Thursday and Friday on KNIA, and of course, Championship Saturday on both stations. That's Morgan Singleton, head coach of the Indianola track and field team on the girls' side. Coach, appreciate your time. All the best to you, and look forward to seeing you at the Blue Oval next week.
Thank you so much, Andrew.